813 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Thomas Cooper. Dr. Priestley had a conversation with me, urging me to ensure that Mr. Adams did not misunderstand my political views. As a result of this conversation, Dr. Priestley wrote the following letter, not a few months ago, but over 2 years ago, August 12, 1797. Dear Sir, it was far from my intention or wish to trouble you with the request for any favors, even though it is now within your power to grant them. It is not at all probable that I shall ever take a second liberty of this kind. However, circumstances have arisen that compel me to do so once, though not for myself, but for a friend. The office of agent for American claims was offered, I understand, to Mr. Hall of Sunbury, and he has declined it. If this is the case, and no other person has been appointed yet, I would be very happy if I could recommend Mr. Cooper, a man I have no doubt possesses equal ability and every other qualification for the office. It is true that both he and I fall, in the language of our detractors, under the description of Democrats, who are often portrayed as enemies to what is called government, both in England and here. You know well what I have done to deserve that character, and Mr. Cooper has done very little more. In fact, we have both been persecuted for being friends to American liberty, and our preference for the government of this country has brought us both here. However, even if the accusations were true, I believe that appointing a man of unquestionable ability and fidelity to his trust, for which I would vouch, would be a true mark of superiority over popular prejudice, as I would expect from you. Therefore, I think it is no unfavorable circumstance in the recommendation. I have no doubt that you will act according to your best judgment with respect to this and other affairs of infinitely more importance, through which I am persuaded you will lead the country with reputation to yourself, though perhaps with less ease and satisfaction than I could wish, given the circumstances of such uncommon difficulty. With my earnest wishes for the honor and tranquility of your presidency, I am, etc., Joseph Priestley. This letter was accompanied by the following from myself. Sir, upon expressing my interest in the office which Mr. Hall has declined, Dr. Priestley kindly offered to speak on my behalf. It is possible that the office will be filled before this letter reaches you. There may be objections to appointing a person who is not a native of the country. The objection mentioned by Dr. Priestley might reasonably be considered significant in my case. Be that as it may, I see no impropriety in applying to be appointed as the agent of American claims, for it is still possible that I may overestimate the weight of the objections. If it should happen that I am nominated to that office, I shall endeavor to live up to the character the doctor has attributed to me and to earn your esteem. I am, etc., Thomas Cooper.